Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, this is Pat Cooper on the International Interstate Radio around the world with Frankie Perino and who's his wife? Yeah. Wait a minute. Who wrote this stupid thing? What international Blog Talk Radio? No international radio. It's a little stupid blind guy with a phone in some place in Long Island with in a dark room. What are you talking? Give me that. Don't listen to this guy. He's stupid. Yeah, he don't know what he's doing. He can't see. He walked into three walls the other day. They had to take him down to the emergency room. And he couldn't open his pants.
Oh! That's the problem.
His pants was stuffed shut. He got somebody glued his pants shut. He couldn't get them off. He got the pants. Yeah. So what are you talking about international? There's no international over here. It's just a stupid guy with a phone. That's all it is.
There you go.
It is safe. Well, it's a yonder table. Friendly philosopher. With a wise and a wise. You heard the announcement?
Mm-hmm.
On the trains, on the buses, on the planes, on the
yeah.
boats. They're coming to America. Will you stop? You heard the announcement all over the place? Even
yeah.
though you got fully vaccinated, you must wear the mask.
Mm-hmm.
Now, wait a minute. Let's analyze this world. Suppose you're not vaccinated, then you don't have to wear the mask. Does that make sense or doesn't it? Fully vaccinated. Now, what does that mean, fully vaccinated? And now what did you hear about the guy who, he says, I want to mix and match. He wound up in the...
Can't do that.
In the, he wound up in the hospital.
Now for mixing and matching?
They're trying to figure out what's wrong with him. And the doctor said he mixed and matched too much. He's not only matched, he's all mixed up.
He didn't know what shot he took in the first place.
Yeah, according to the vaccination.
Yeah.
Vaccination, operation, gadgetation, aggravation.
Aggravation, yeah.
And, yeah, so that's the new thing now. And now a lot of people got together and they said, we don't need a vaccination. The virus is over. How are they going to give the vaccination after the virus is over? And then they said, well, now a lot of people are developing natural immunity. Well, that's what we said over a year ago.
I know.
What's the matter with these people? It's all about
the
money. That's all it is. Yeah. Look out for that money, boy. That's all they want. Now they come out with another pill. If you got the AIDS, I said, well, is it first aid, second aid, or third aid? Will you cut that out? They don't know what aid they got.
That's right.
He said, anybody's got the AIDS now, they got the pill. And they said, the 89% chance that you don't have to go to the hospital. Sure, 89% chance. They didn't tell you where you go, though. You don't go to the hospital. You go to the graveyard. Get out of here.
Yeah, the morgue.
No more hospital. Now you go right to the grave. You take that 89% chance. Yeah. But they don't tell you. They didn't tell you what the side effects are.
That's true.
All right. In a sight. Frolic. Yeah. Oh, I'm going to have fun. We're going to Jimmy Dinigan, ever try chocolate mountain? when you're trying to brush your teeth with your tongue and you talk like this. Now listen, baby. Don't get small with me. Said, dig it up, you understand? What gangster used to talk like that?
I don't know.
Anyway. Yeah, so Jimmy Dinigan will be here. Tell you the story. Jimmy wanted to... They took him down to a bunch of kids down to the jail one day.
Uh-oh.
In the school, to see the jail, to try to scare them. You know, they didn't want kids to go out and join gangs and all that, be hoodlum. He wanted to scare them. So Jimmy, being the opposite that he is all the time, you know, Jimmy was very contrary. So he said, I like
the jail. I want to go there. You know,
so he came. in one day with that thought. We'll tell you about that. Jimmy wanted to go to jail. In a sight, we got Laura Hardy coming up. Louie will be here later. Yeah. My buddy Louie the Lip. All right, in a sight. Now wait, I got a good skit. I have to apologize. Well, you know what? Give me some Honeymooner music, and I'm gonna do it with the glee.
Okay. Hang on.
I have to apologize, you know, because I offended I offended my daughter.
Uh-oh.
All right. But this is going to be, going to be Ralph doing it, not me.
He offended his daughter? I don't think he had a kid. Yeah.
Yeah. What am I gonna do, Nora? Alice left me. Left you? What'd you do now, Ralph? You go bowling too many nights? You go bowling? He left me. Well, there's got to be a reason why she left you, Ralph. What was it? No, I didn't do anything wrong. All I said was her mother's a no-good, selfish son of a bitch. I mean, I did it, Ralph. Curse.
Yeah.
I told her mother was a no good bum, never was any good, never will be. And her father was the same way. She packed up and she left me. I don't know, what am I going to do on my day off now? I got to clean up around here and everything and do the laundry and the dishes and the cooking and everything. Boy, Rob. She learned to keep that big mouth shut. Not only would that take care of what you did to Alice, but it would solve your weight problem. Oh, shut up. Wait a minute, Ralph. Wait a minute. The wheels are turning. The wheels are turning. I know the wheels are turning. It's your brain. Yeah. The wheels are turning, and I got an idea, see?
Uh-oh.
I have here the solution to your problem.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. What's that? Mm-hmm. The recorder. Recorder? What am I going to do with that? What are you going to do with it? Well, I'm not going to do anything with it, Ralph. you're going to do. You're going to make a record, see? You make a record, and you send it to Alice. And she listens to the record, she come running home to you. Now, are you ready? Make a record.
I remember this
episode.
Hey,
Norton, that's a good idea. You're a genius. You think so? All right, now, here's the record. Put the record on, see, like this. That's a microphone. See? Now, remember, you got to pour out your heart to Alice. You got to tell her you're sorry, and you didn't mean it, and... yeah, I know. I know what to say. Just put the record on. Leave the room. Well, it is kind of private. Oh, yeah, Ralph, I know. Hello, Alice. This is Ralph. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say those things about your mother. Your mother is different. She's just weird. I mean, she can't help it. She was born that way. She has mental degradation on top of insubordination and aggravation. So when she came in here and started moving all the furniture around, I went to sit on the chair and sat on the floor. She didn't mean it. She did it on purpose. She hates me. Your mother is no good. No! What are you saying that for? Never going to get her back like that. Can't help it, Norton. Every time I think of Alice's mother, I go crazy. Don't think of Alice's mother. Think of Alice. Yeah. Yeah, you're right. I thought of doing this with my daughter. See, my daughter's been mad at me for years. Because she said that I didn't treat her mother right. I was married to her mother. So I was gonna make a record and send it to her. See? Yeah.
I think you bet should show in person. I don't know how that would work.
Yeah, and I was gonna make the record because every time I think of calling her up and talking to her, I start busting out laughing. I can't help it. Yeah. Hello, June. This is your father. This is your father. Remember me? I'm the guy who was there. Yeah. I'm the guy who was married to your mother. She couldn't help it. She couldn't help it if she walked down the street and the ground shook and held on to the fence and the fence came down, hit her in the leg. And then she couldn't walk anymore. She had to go to the emergency room. And when she had to get weighed, she couldn't help it that she had to go in the back of the post office with the big trucks. And the scale, the special scale, she couldn't help it. It wasn't her fault. She tried. She went to Weight Watchers, aggravated me and embarrassed me and bring me over there and had to sit there with all those lard.
Lord's woman.
Woo!
He's
coming out. all those people, and you know when people lose weight, they smell.
Hey.
Anyway, she didn't mean it. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to leave her and go out with other women. I just couldn't stand it anymore.
You're so fresh. Is that an apology, or is that just pointing out what is wrong?
Anyway, this is my apology.
That's your apology?
And one more thing. I hope you never hear this as long as I live. Goodbye.
You're so fresh, Frank.
Woo! All right, inside. around the world, and brought to you by the Big East, the Keto Rescue. I want to thank my new friend, John. He's got a good sense of humor, too. Retired guy from the railroad, see?
Mm-hmm.
And big animal lover. Yeah. Give me a $30 donation.
Oh, that's cool.
And, you know, we're going to keep in touch. We exchanged phone numbers. I gave him one of my cards.
Oh, that's great.
So, my buddy John, my new friend, thank you, John.
Yeah, that was very sweet.
And all that. Huh?
That was very sweet.
Yeah, yeah. Nice guy. He rode on the train with me. He says, whenever you ride with me, you don't have to pay.
There you go.
Oh. He says, I have the key to the railroad.
Yeah.
You know. So, thank you, buddy, and I appreciate it. And,
yeah.
You know, we exchanged phone numbers and all that.
That's cool.
All right, inner side, Big East. 609-388-7004. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady, down there in Tom's River. Hey, my buddy in Islip, Kennedy Realty. Buy a house, sell a house, get some good info. Call Mr. Kennedy down there, out there in Islip, New York. 631-888-1186. Mr. Kennedy. All right. Hey, you need dog food, cat food, medical, for your veterinarian care for the animal? Nobody starved on Long Island. That's the place. That's a good number to have handy. Nobody starved on Long Island.
Yeah.
631-484-3085. My good friend Gary. Nobody starves in Long Island. All right. Oh, all the beautiful children of the world, take care of them, watch over them. Avante, Corey, Ollie Campbell, little Tommy, baby royalty. Some of them that we remember. All right. Go an extra mile. Poor child. Inner sight reminds you. All right. You got any commercials on your end over there?
I have Able.
People to thank.
Yeah, I do. Able is...
All right.
You
got the Able News?
Yeah. I could put it on.
Let's have a word from Able News.
Oops, wait. There it is. Come on, go.
Around the world. Inner sight.
ABLE is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community for the past 31 years, with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. ABLE also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. ABLE is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription today. Back to you, Frank.
All right. Don't forget to sign our petition. Change.org. We got two of them over there.
Yep.
One about the nursing homes and the one service dog schools.
Yep.
Yeah. They should be licensed.
Mm-hmm.
All right. The one on the service dog schools, well, both of them. I'd like to have a million names by Christmas.
That'd be lovely.
Take a miracle.
On both of them. Yeah, it would.
Yeah. All right. Oh, and by the way, my daughter, June, if you were listening, or anyone in my family, listen to that apology. It's all in fun, so don't take it seriously. Yeah. All right. In a sight.
I have an announcement.
Around the world, an announcement.
Yep.
Da-da-da.
That's right. 111,032.
Oh, we passed 111,000.
Yeah.
All right, we're going up there. Now let's get this straight now. Okay, we got to. Are we number one, number two, or number three? Which is it?
Well, we were number three. Somebody says we're number two, okay, on the list. So I'm going to say we're number
two. Sounds
like
a Chinese restaurant. Number one, number two.
Or something else, but sorry.
Bedroom over there.
That's right.
Yeah, the guy walked in the Chinese restaurant and he says, I gotta have number one, number two. Chinese guy said, bathroom in the back.
That's right.
No, over here, in back. Yeah.
Yep.
It's like that movie with John Wayne, Roost the Card Bar, you know, where he's playing cards and this rat comes in the house, you know, and the Duke draws his gun.
And shoots it.
There you go, Mr. Rat. That'll teach you to come in my house. And
that's
the Chinese,
right.
His housekeeper, the cook, comes in. Shooting is for outside. No inside shooting. Only outside.
Yeah.
You know, that was a funny scene in the movie. Anyway, what were you going to say? You had an announcement? What's the announcement?
I said the announcement already.
Oh, I missed it.
We went over 100. 110.
Oh, 111,000. Oh, that's the
announcement. Yeah, we went over. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Gee, I wish all those people would send us $5.
That'd be nice.
And I can go out and have a blast.
Yeah, right. You won't do it.
Go to Las Vegas and play it up big, you know. Get me
a couple of those...
Swinging chicks, you know.
You do that, I'll ask for
swinging off the chandeliers.
I've been owed, I'll ask for what I've been owed.
Why do they say people swing off the chandeliers? I don't know, nobody ever did that. You ever hear that expression?
Yes, I have.
Swinging from the chandeliers?
It's usually a drunken comment. Seriously.
It's crazy. Anyway, give me a little Lauren Hardy, and then we'll see what's going on with the phones.
Yeah.
Inner Sight Live, Frolic, Around the World.
Yeah, I know.
Let
one
rip.
Second. I'm
Lauren
trying to.
Hardy.
Give me a sec, it's not working. Hold
in
on.
The modern day.
Here it goes.
All right. Well, aren't these modern conveniences wonderful, Stanley? Well, what do you mean? Well, look at what it says here in this magazine. No longer do you have to fret and fuss and muss and cuss. Now you have the automatic robotic helper. robotic helper? What's that? Well, look, here's a picture of it. Wait a minute. You mean tell me that's one of those iron things and they could hit you in the head and it's all over? Oh, no, they don't hit you in the head. Well, how are they going to stop it? They haven't got any brains in there. It's all metal. I heard a story about that. See, one fella... He forgot to oil the thing, and the thing wouldn't come down, went up, and that was the end of it.
Yeah, there you
go. If we just cut that out, we get one of these robots, we can make a lot of money. How are we going to do that? Well, for one thing, you could rent it out, see? Rent it out? What do you mean? Well, you see, we take the robot and we go door to door. And any housewife who answers the door, we say, Miss, are you...
what?
Are you tired of work and you're all...
Yeah.
Your hands are all dried up.
Like
and you can't move and you got arthritis and... homophitis and insubordinitis and you, here's the answer to your problem.
There you go.
You mean tell me I got to knock on the door and say all that? I'd be lucky if she doesn't hit me.
Right in the head. It's more like it.
When I get to the second sentence. Never mind. I'll do the talking. First, we got to go down to the robot store. Come on. Come along, Stanley. Now, remember, we're businessmen. Yeah, the thing is, what kind of business are we in? We can't say it's the monkey business. It's the robotic business. Can I help you, boys? Oh, yes, we're interested in getting a robot, a robotic figure that can do the work of all of these. Oh, well, we have just the thing for you. Oh, Johnson, show these gentlemen Misty, will you? Oh, Misty, yes. Step this way, gentlemen. Now, isn't she beautiful? Notice her metal eyes that shine and her lips that glow in the dark and her hair that never needs to be combed or brushed. Just put a little oil on her and she's raring to go. Oil? What kind of oil? Well, whatever you like. Mineral oil, vegetable oil, olive oil, tea tree oil, anything. Oh. Well, how much is she? Oh. She doesn't come cheap. $3.95. I haven't got $3. I've got, let's see. I got 18 cents. How much you got, Ollie? 12 cents. 18 cents, 12 cents, that's 30 cents. Well, for 30 cents, you can have her for 3 hours. 3 hours? That's right. You gotta bring her back. Otherwise, we send the croaker after you.
The
croaker? Oh, no, not the croaker, please. No, no. Come on, Stanley. We only got 3 hours. See how much money we can make. Now, let me do the talking. Who is it? Who's banging on my door? Oh, it's the robotic do it, you don't have to do it anymore.
What? What are you two maniacs want?
He's going to do the talking.
Yeah.
Hello, miss. Are you all...
Here you go. Now it's going to start.
Are you all decrepit and old and you feel run down and you look terrible and you got big blisters on your hands and feet and you can't move from all the work you can't do? What? You stupid no! You moron! What are you talking about? Well, I've got just the thing for you.
There you go.
This robotic helper.
There you go.
Just... just plug it into the wall, and you're raring to go. I'll plug you in the wall, you stupid idiot. Now get away from my door with that stupid looking thing or I'll call the police. Well, what are we going to do now, Ollie? We've been, you heard of black ball? Well, this is white ball. Woo!
You're funny.
We better bring the robot back. It's 3 hours.
Yeah, oh. That would be a problem if you don't bring it back.
Well, gentlemen, did you make any money? Money? Well, he did, but I didn't. Yeah, some fella gave him a nickel on the corner. to get away from him. Well, anyway, you can have your robot. We decided we're going to go into another business, a safer business. What's that? Oil for the robots. Yeah, they all need oil, aren't they? All right, in a sight, Jimmy Dinigan's coming up.
Yeah.
Don't forget. And,
I'm hoping Louie
will be
on.
Coming around.
Look.
I don't know.
Yeah, I gotta look. Hang on. And Louie's there waiting.
You better check the lines. We got any other calls?
Yeah, no, we don't have any other callers, but we have Louie. Louie's waiting.
Mm. All right, Louie the Lip on Intersight. Live
comes.
Around the world.
Hey.
Hello, Frank Carino.
Hello there.
Hello, welcome to the Frolics on Inner Sound Block Talk Radio. Welcome.
I love it.
I love it.
Let me ask you a question, Buffy Casalvo. You're giving out the love drop to your brother or your sister. And Buffy says, you're in the wrong bathroom. Get out of that bathroom, Louie. Shame on you, Louie.
Went in the wrong bathroom.
Yeah,
hey, how come
went to the wrong bathroom, all right.
How come they don't have a bathroom for animals? Dogs, cats,
that'd be a good
birds,
idea.
Everything.
I don't want no dogs. Now, listen. I don't want no dogs in no bathroom. And that's what Rosanna, Dana are talking to Pat Cooper with a swab in the hand and kill the coronavirus pandemic and all that stuff going on.
Oh, that's
and
over.
I got the feather handy for tickle.
Yeah. My God, you don't get in trouble now, tickle.
No, he's no troublemaker. I have to talk to the ladies and give them a feather and give them a love drops and give them a little sangria. And then I got to the spaghetti. I eat slowly. I never eat too fast. How do I get my spaghetti? Hang on to the spaghetti and make me hungry.
Yeah. Spaghetti. What are you, spaghetti with meatball?
I like that.
I like spaghetti and meat sauce.
Oh, yeah.
That's good, too.
You know, we used to make that on Abbott and Costello Bacchicaloop.
Bacchicaloop made it. Spaghetti and meatballs. Let's
you
go
want
eat.
A spaghetti? I love spaghetti.
Mind me of Peppino the Italian Mouse.
Oh, yeah. Remember that song?
Yeah.
It was a song
Peppino
like
Italian Mouse, I'm song by Lou Monte.
Oh, you remember that, huh?
Yeah.
Hey, Lou, you,
how about this?
You ever,
go ahead.
Yeah. You ever sing that song?
Yeah.
Yeah? I didn't know that.
Give
us a look. Come on. I mean, I love that song. My grandpa used to sing
Peppino Italian Mouse.
Yeah.
Signore Michelle, I mean it by your new Peppino Cella. Peppino, are your middle mouth, you come and run away. I touch my lobsters and go and run away. I feed my spaghetti, you eat my sangria and eat it all the time. A la 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 la, pa Peppino, let it die.
I love it. That's awesome.
That's a funny song.
It is.
How about this one? Hey, Paisano, twist his Tiano, oh. Round
yeah,
and
yeah,
round
Lou
like
too.
A pizza pie.
What was that, Frank?
Is that Lou Monte?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know you liked
and
Lou
goes,
Monte.
And that song that goes, hey, Paisano, twist his Tiano, oh. Round and round like a pizza pie, round and round, got it round and round they're like a pizza pie, and they make love drops in it.
Hey, how about Lazy Mary? You know that one?
I got to find the lyrics. I know Dominic the Donkey.
Oh, yeah, that's the Christmas Donkey.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah. Yeah. That's for Christmas.
I'll try to get that.
Oh, they're playing Christmas music now already.
Yeah, they are.
I don't put it on. In December, I start putting it on.
Yeah, I know. Well, give us a little Dominic. Come on, let's hear it. You know it? Go.
Wait a
minute. Go.
Diggity, I'm Dominic the Donkey. Diggity, I'm Dominic the Donkey. Jiminy, he gets me donkey. Da 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 la 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 la. Hey, my name is Dominic.
I gave him the lobsters, the lobsters always drink. He came when the donkey won't give me no lobsters. La 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 la
la la la la
I'm Dominic the Donkey, la 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 la.
All right, Louis Rivera.
Yeah.
All right, on
Dominic.
Hey,
don't forget, turn your clock an hour back this weekend.
Yeah, we will, make sure. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. Who said that?
That's what
tomorrow.
The people. It's tomorrow. At 2 a.m., but you could do it before
back?
You go to bed. Fall back, yep.
Now, what does that
spring
mean?
Spring forward.
And
fall
the,
back,
and the runners of the
back.
Marathon on Sunday. Hey, Frank, the New York City Marathon on the Sunday.
Yeah.
I don't want to run a marathon. I don't want my legs getting tired.
What's wrong with your leg now?
I can't run in the New York City Marathon.
Well, I can't either. I'm on a wheelchair. My wheelchair's likely to conk out halfway through. Like,
yeah,
all
right,
right.
Inside
with Louis Rivera.
Right,
yeah.
You got the conk out.
Hey,
Louis,
there,
thanks
Ralph
a lot,
again.
Man.
Thanks a lot.
And Ralph again, tune in next Friday for more Interstate Follies. I'm going to do Rosanna, Dana, and Lauren Hardy, and Dominic the Donkey, and so much more and more and more.
Yep, that's good.
All right.
All right, Lou.
Suzanne,
thank you.
Have a good weekend.
You too, Lou.
Yeah, you too.
Love you.
Yeah, definitely. We love you too. I love you too.
Yeah,
I'll
you know,
care, okay?
Most
take
people,
care.
Most people get all upset and frightened and all that over jail, right? You know, they don't want to go to jail. They don't like it.
Mm-hmm.
Scary in there and all dark and all that. Reminds you of a dungeon and all that. Well, this one kid I went to school with, see, they brought him over to the jail. You know, they used to do this when we were kids. The police department would do it. To deter crime. I don't know if it ever worked, but anyway. You know, today it wouldn't work because today people like to go to jail.
I think it's crazy.
It's a status. Oh, man, I've been in the worst jail. You don't mess around with me, man. I'm a tough. I'm a tough. Because I've been down there in that worst jail that ever was, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and people actually put it in their resume that they went to jail.
Why would they do that? Unless they're getting
a jail.
They
want to impress people.
That they went to jail?
And when they go for a job and they say, yeah, you see what says my resume, 20 years. Yeah. You better give me that job. You want to stay healthy, son, bitch. You better give me that job. Anyway, Jimmy Dinnigan, went down to the jail, and it was supposed to make him scared. You know that he. But with Jimmy, he liked it. He liked the jail. So he came into school next day, whatever it was, and he comes running in as he usually did. You see, when Jimmy had something in his mind,
yeah,
he wouldn't come in the door and say
stop
good morning. He'd come in the door and he'd start in whatever it was. So today, I want to go to jail. You know, he's yelling all over.
Miss Ma, can I go to jail? I want to go to jail, Miss Ma. I saw the jail. I like it. I want to go there. And then he says, Miss Ma, what do I have to do to go? Oh, maybe I could punch Kramer in the mouth, Mr. Kramer in the mouth, and I'll go to jail. Jimmy, sit down and behave yourself.
Yeah. Poor Miss Ma. I don't know. She used to have a bottle on her
desk.
her desk. You know,
and she used to sip
I think
that,
it was a
that,
bottle
you know,
of Tranquil. What do they call those tranquilizers? The
relaxer.
Most popular one. Who?
Oh, what? The most popular? I don't know. I don't take a tranquilizer.
Yeah, what was that tranquilizer everybody was taking?
Haldol?
They still take it today. No, it was a... Oh, I can't
An older one.
What?
Valium.
Valium,
yeah.
Valium, that's it.
I'm yep. going to have to take an extra Valium.
And one of the kids would say, I hope you don't choke on it, Miss Ma.
Be quiet, you know. Hey, Miss Ma, can you help me? I want to figure out how to get in jail. Jimmy, will you stop that? I cannot help you with that.
And then Janie was,
Jimmy, you don't want to go to jail. It's horrible in there. There's a lot of bad people in jail. And they do stupid things. They wind up the toilet paper all around the bars.
I don't care about toilet paper. I want to go to jail. I like toilet paper.
So he's trying to figure out
the best
what
way
he can
to
do.
Jail.
To get into jail, right? And everybody's giving him different ideas, you know. Oh, McElroy says, why don't you steal something from school, Jimmy? To steal something from school, and they'll put you in jail. Yeah, it's a good idea, Joe. And what should I steal? McElroy says, you got to steal something important.
Important? Yeah, I got to steal that. Maybe I'll kidnap Miss Ma. Come here, Miss Ma.
Oh, my God, that poor woman.
Would you stop that and sit down? I want to send you to the principal. Oh, I mean, I'll punch me to claim in the mouth. I go to jail. And sit in the court
and
then put you in the jail, right?
So anyway, he's trying to. Everybody's giving him different ideas, you know. Ideas.
How to get to jail.
one guy says, "Why don't you jaywalk? Maybe they'll arrest you."
One guy jaywalk. What's that? And walk like a letter J. What's that? Jaywalk.
No, that's when you cross in the middle of the street. You don't cross at the light.
Oh yeah, jaywalk. I don't know if they arrest you for that. What about your litter? Your litter. Pound your rail, bust the glass, if you don't like it, turn it up your ass. Yeah, about if your litter all over the schoolyard, see, and you spit and everything, and you make a big mess. Or how about if you go to the bathroom in the street? Will you sit down, Jimmy?
That's crazy. I just need to let you know.
Jimmy, that's disgusting.
I don't blame
him. I think I'm going to try that one. That's the best one. I take my pants down the street to a bathroom. Right in the middle of the street. And then they'll put me in jail?
Maybe.
One of the kids says,
maybe not.
Well, man, they might put you in a loony bin.
I'm a loony bin. I'm a loony bin. I'm going to go to jail.
Anyway, that was Dinnigan. I don't know if he ever figured it out, but that was, oh, man. That was a crazy day. And Miss Ma had to, of course, leave the room and take a break. She had to do that very often in that class.
Yeah, of course. I wouldn't doubt it.
Oh, man.
8:49, New York. Frolics around the world. Don't forget Monday, Mad or Glad Monday. 111,032.
That's
right. Yep. All right. Yeah. I want to thank all our friends. Let's see. The Suffolk Bus Corp. Silo. Don't forget about Silo.
881-7929.
631-880-7929.
Yep.
And their donation in the mail. All right.
Yep.
Hope it didn't get lost.
Well, during this holiday season, you know how things are slow. Molasses.
I'll have to go down to the... I'll have to go down to the post office and protest.
There you go.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I can't read the mail as it is.
Yeah.
It's lost. That's even worse. All right. Let's see. Well, let me check the time here. Wait a minute. 8:50. We got 10 minutes. Anybody on the line?
Nope.
I didn't give the number.
Let me check again.
631-22.
Yep.
Oh no. Wait. I have the end of sight number. Let me give you the call in number.
213-816-1650.
Okay. Now, for those of you who are concerned about becoming, what's that word they use? Demented. They found that there's a new way to improve your dementality. You see, or even reverse it.
Yeah.
So this guy was on the news. See, he wanted to reverse his dementality. but he wanted to diverse it. Reverse it the other way.
Reverse.
In other words, he was. Let me get this right. He was demented.
What do you want to?
And he wanted to become undemented.
Oh, there you go.
So the holistic, the natural doctor told him, well, here's what you have to do. See. Now, you do everything, you're lefty, right? You do everything with your left hand. Yeah, that's right, Doc. Well, you have to reverse your movement, see? So now this guy's trying to do everything with his right hand. He's dropping things. He's walking around. He's clumsy. He's trying to hold a fork with his right hand and eating it. Making a mess all over, and his wife's yelling at him. And
What's wrong with you? Do you have dementum?
No, I got the reversal. I went to the doctor. He gave me the reversal for the rehearsal.
Here you go.
He says I got to use my other side of the brain.
What brain? You haven't got any brain.
And then his mother came in, the old lady. What now you're doing to make a big mess here now? Pull up now the pants. I can't. I'm trying to pull them up, Ma, but I only got one arm. See,
I can't use
the left. The doctor told me not to use the left side, only the
there
right
you go.
Side.
There
what
you
kind
go,
of
boy.
Stupid doctor is this? Moronic doctor. Pull up the pants with two hands. No, I don't want to get the reverse demented. What's this dementor? Who's this? Don't
who's
stay
that?
Around with no fella called dementor. You get in trouble.
Yeah, there you go.
She's going on and on and on. This guy is trying to do everything with his right hand. And, you know, they say that now that's supposed to be really true, you know.
Yeah.
Use the other side of your body, the side that you don't normally use.
Oh, of course.
And it's supposed to help you so you don't get dementitated.
Well, he also said, don't hold on to, like, where you're going. Try to keep your balance going, and it helps your brain as well. So when you go down, when you go down, like, a set of stairs, they said don't hold on to the railing, But, see, I don't advise that clearly for some people. I guess it would be good for only, you know, people who had the ability to, you know, go up and down the stairs easily, you know.
Well, I'm as agile as a cat.
Yeah, that I know.
You know, I have very good agility.
Do you have
agility.
9 lives? Do you have 9 lives, too?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's
cool. I got that, too.
Yeah, that's great.
Oh, I got 12 lives.
I'm on my negative blah, 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 blah life. That's how I feel every day. I feel so tired. Really.
Don't forget about our new show, Nursing Homes Kill People.
Yes, they do.
Wednesday night, we will demonstrate. You know what would be really cool for that show?
What?
If we could tune in a nursing home while somebody is being killed.
Oh, God.
Play it on the air. Boy, would that do it.
I had a conversation with my mom before she died, a day before she died, but it was a very quiet one, you know, real personal. But I'll see what I'll do. Maybe I cut out the personal parts and we'll have, you know, a picture.
Now, we
mom.
Don't mean to offend anybody with this show. In fact, we want to help them. The residents, the owners, the doctors, the nurses.
Everybody who's there.
The aides. We got a better deal for you, but we got to get the money.
That's right.
Yeah. So tune in our show, Nursing Homes Kill People. Convert them into accessible housing.
Yes, that's right.
That's the answer.
Sure is.
That's the ticket. That's what we need. I
want
to thank all the 111,032 for doing it. Helping us pass that 10,000 mark.
Yeah.
Thank all our friends out there and my new buddy, John, for his donation.
Thank you, John.
Appreciate that. Big dog lover. Animal
he is?
Lover.
Oh, that's cool. So am I, so. I love dogs. I want
and
dogs.
We're trying to... I'm gonna talk to my new buddy about this because he's a big cat lover. We're trying to hook up with someone or a business, a big cat-loving business, to try to get a law passed for service cats, emotional support cats. That would help save a lot of cats.
Yeah, it sure would.
So we're gonna investigate that some more.
Yeah.
There's a lot of
even
cat
small
lovers
dogs.
In this town. I know that.
Yeah, even small dogs are what do you call able to, you know, help out in
well,
that area.
Well, dogs are covered by the law. Cats aren't.
But if you have a small dog and you can't use it as a guide dog, it's not big enough.
No, you use it as emotional support.
Yeah.
But that dog is covered. What we're saying is there's no law for the
cat.
To turn a cat into a service
animal.
So
there's also no law for any, like, for the ponies or stuff like that. There's no law.
I don't know about ponies, but we're gonna concentrate on
cats. Yeah, but they have little ponies that are being used for the size of a regular dog per se, you know, and they're being used as guide dogs.
We'll resume Monday 8:00. Blog Talk Radio, thank you for listening. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the Disabled, our Inner Sight number, 631-224-1111. 3090. Thank you so much. Hope you had a little crazy fun, and don't take it seriously. It's all stupid fun.
Yeah.
You know. All right. In a sight. Goodbye, world. In a sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. In a sight.
Good night, everyone.